Today on The Travel Guys.
In the travel news, a major hotel chain gets caught in a Wi-Fi snafu. The fine is $600,000. We think Marriott should be embarrassed. Details coming up.
You know those pesky mini bars in hotel rooms, the ones where all you have to do is pick something up and you've been unwittingly bought it? One hotel in Milwaukee has a different approach. You're going to love this. We'll share it with you at 3:20.
At 3:35, Gwen Duncan is here with the deal of the week, something exciting in Central America, and news on an upcoming deal week for cruise lines.
At 3:40, we take you on a scavenger hunt, and where you say, well, pick one of a dozen cities and head out to explore with Stray Boots.
And finally, in our entertainment segment at 3:50, we tell you about the new show to save failing resorts, premiering Tuesday on the Travel Channel.
Busy, busy, busy making you a smarter traveler right here this Sunday afternoon with the Travel Guys, and it's on the air.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man, king of the road. Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Kicks out on the Route 66.
That's entertainment.
Go on with the show.
Welcome, my friends, to another edition of the Travel Guys on a fine Sunday afternoon, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Mark Hoffman to my left. I'm Tom Romano. Thank you for joining us today. Mark, how you doing, my friend?
Mark Hoffman. Turn on the microphone here. John Miller and I have something in common. Giants broadcaster never remembers to turn the microphone back on at the end of the game. Almost didn't make it here today. Kind of an arduous journey.
Yeah.
If you can make an arduous journey, you might as well start in Hawaii. I mean, that's a good place to start, I guess.
There you go. Do you want to talk about it now or later?
I might not be still awake later.
All right. Should we talk about the end of the trip or the beginning of the trip?
You'd think they would check the battery, you know, before they pushed back from the gate. But at that point, then we went back to the gate. And 4 hours later, after the airport in Kahului had long since closed and everybody except the security guards watching us had gone home, we finally took off for San Francisco. Of course, you're flying over an ocean, so you kind of want things to work.
So you were in Maui.
I was on business.
This was on United.
Yeah.
And you were just trying to get home.
I was just trying to get home. And so, I had a 2.5-hour layover in Sacramento, so I thought I'd have plenty of time. But, of course, that didn't work out well. And the next flight left without me, and the next flight was weight restricted, but they crammed me in there somehow and got me back to Sacramento.
Did they weigh you before you got on to make sure that you'd be okay?
No, they didn't, smart aleck.
So they left your luggage behind, but they took you.
The luggage showed up, believe it or not.
There you go.
So, it's those things happen. I mean, it probably could have been handled a little bit better, but, you know, consider the source, and I'm just happy to be here, I guess, sort of.
There you go. And by the way, folks, should we bring up the fact that Mark has been struggling with a tooth issue. He looks like he's ready to get a root canal soon, and one of the things that goes along with that is a lot of painkillers. And so Mark is... Should we say he is doing the radio show on drugs today?
We were rationing out the pain pills in Hawaii to make sure that they didn't run out. And so I'm sitting on that plane last night and I'm thinking about what's going to happen if the plane doesn't go and it's a Sunday in Kahului.
Yep.
So I'm real happy. Nobody was ever happier to be delayed 4 hours and still make it home. And I had to go over there to set up, had to fly over to Hana on Wednesday.
Folks, do you notice he uses the term "I had to"?
Well, I did. I mean,
most people would say if something forced them to have to go to Hawaii for any reason, they would be probably as enjoyed as you were.
The week before, I went to Philadelphia on business and no one said a word.
That's true.
You know, I mean, I went over to Hana, really interesting place. If you've ever, some of our listeners, I'm sure, have been to Maui and taken that road trip to Hana, and we're taking our people over on a private plane this year and to have lunch in Hana. And the key with doing that is there are no taxis, there are no public transportation vehicles in Hana at all. There's only a few restaurants. So somebody had to go over there and literally set all that up. And, you know, while the Giants were playing their playoff game, I was listening to it in the Hana Hotel. there on their, they had a Wi-Fi connection, so we arranged that quite, pretty good week for base, well, for Giants fans, A's fans, not so much, although that was a terrific game.
Should we warn them, though? You indicated by text that there was no TV.
There was no TV. Yeah, there was no National League playoff games in on Maui over the weekend. So as I told you, I got a greater appreciation for John Miller and the guys calling the game on the radio because that's all I had. So, and boy, they just did a terrific job. Some folks listening to this are probably not baseball fans, but if you are and you're a Giants fan, you know what I already know what I'm talking about because you probably listened to the game on the radio instead of listening to it on the television set. And those guys just do. That's just they're just great radio announcers. I just admire them tremendously.
And here again, radio was invented for the purpose of broadcasting baseball.
Well, the two of pretty them much. Fit like a glove.
Well, let's do it. It's time for the Travel Guys Travel News with Mark Hoffman. Let's see if see what we got going on here. Mark, what's new?
Well, last week we talked a little bit about the fact that you might be getting to fly with full-size bottles in your carry-on again when you wouldn't have to worry about, you know, whether or not you had a water bottle or you'd bought a jar of jam on the road or something like that. And indeed, the TSA is working on ending its ban on bottles of liquid greater than 3.4 ounces. John Pistoli, the TSA's administrator, said the restriction will be eased starting with pre-cleared, pre-checked travelers.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be the people who have paid TSA and have gotten the pre-check. So they're already assuming that you know the rules. And then the agency will eventually lift its large-size liquid restrictions. No word on whether eventually means this decade or this lifetime, and no timetable was offered. However, it's interesting to know that in the European Union, said they hope to phase out the liquid ban by 2013, and it hasn't happened.
Okay.
So they haven't figured that one out yet, but at least it's that is really a pain. I mean, it is a pain in the rear end. How many times have you? I've gone through a couple times with a, you know, I forget I have a bottle of water in there, and it's
sure.
It's embarrassing.
Sure,
you know.
Yeah.
All right, the folks down in Cabo San Lucas got hit by a hurricane a few weeks ago. We talked about that last week on the show about how if you thought you were going on vacation to Cabo sometime this fall, you probably were not. There's no airport there at all to receive you still for a couple more weeks. But here's something interesting. You know, a lot of cruise lines call it Cabo San Lucas.
Mm-hmm.
And so Princess stopped in there. The Star Princess carried an entire load of relief supplies with them. What a great way to help out, you
there
know,
you
I mean, if you use the port all the time and mm-hmm. you make money there, why? So kudos to the Star Princess for delivering bottled water, milk, paper products, lumber, things like that, things
absolutely.
That they needed to help them dig out. From time to time, Tom, we tell folks about credit card offers on this program that we think are particularly good because some people who travel or who have small businesses like to play that credit card point game. Even
mm-hmm.
some people who don't play it on a large level play it on a small level, don't they, Tom?
They do. I do.
So there's a credit card sign-up bonus right now that's available. It's a 70,000-point bonus, which is quite large. And this probably is going to appeal to people who own their own business because it's the Chase Inc. Business Plus card. And the way you get the 70,000 points is you have to spend $5,000 within 3 months. Well, in a business, you should be able to do that. The points that you get, those 70,000 Chase points, have been estimated by Tim Winship, who was a guest on this program a few weeks ago.
Right.
Tim, this is his area, and he says that the points are worth about $875 in travel credits minimum. So if you're mm-hmm. looking for a credit card, it's called the Chase Inc. Business Plus credit card.
Now, the points can be used in what manner?
Well, Chase's points can be used in a pretty wide variety, and you can transfer them. So you can transfer one-to-one to British Airways, United, Southwest, Virgin Atlantic, Hyatt, Holiday Inn, Marriott,
okay.
Ritz-Carlton. So that's
hotels and airlines.
Yeah, exactly, mm-hmm. exactly. So a good credit card offer for you there. We mentioned in the headlines that a hotel chain had gotten caught in a Wi-Fi scandal. Indeed, at Marriott International will pay the government $600,000 in a fine for jamming conference attendees' Wi-Fi networks at one of its hotels. Now, here's what happens, Tom. You take a conference into a hotel or a meeting,
right.
and you're in their meeting rooms, and you want to use Wi-Fi in the room to make a presentation or something
sure.
like that. The hotel is going to charge you anywhere between $200 and $1,500 It could be very high, especially in a major city.
For providing you with
a high-speed Wi-Fi signal. So mm-hmm. what they do is, what what Marriott did in this case, in the Gaylord Opryland Resort and Conference Center in Nashville, was the hotel was, in the ballrooms, was jamming everybody else's device. And the hotel said, well, that's so that our signal would come through free and clear. But the government didn't agree with them, and neither does much of anybody else, that what they were doing was they were jamming the signals so that you couldn't even use, for example, on my phone, I have a personal hotspot that I can go to. I pay $20 a month. Mm-hmm. This can be this phone can be a signal tower.
Okay.
So what they did was they disabled these, so that people couldn't use these.
So basically, they inconvenienced everyone else to provide the bandwidth and so forth for those that were paying to use the conference.
Exactly. Okay. And then when they got caught at it, their defense was that, well, you know, we wanted the signal for the conference people who were paying for it to be right, but the government said not so much. Yeah. What you really were doing here is you were creating extra revenue for yourself by jamming everybody else's signal. So if you get to a hotel, Marriott or otherwise, and you've got one of these personal hotspots on your phone, or you've got a situation that you're saying, hey, there's no reason that this shouldn't work, then you've got to ask yourself, could the hotel be perhaps making sure that you can't use your own personal signal in their property?
And particularly if they're charging you extra, the part of the resort fees, to provide you
With Wi-Fi service. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So does that not get you into, and the final comment from the government here was, and you know, I'm not a huge regulator guy, but every once in a while they step in and it looks like Marriott got caught with their pants down. But here's the comment: it is unacceptable for any hotel to intentionally disable personal hotspots while also charging consumers and small businesses high fees to use the hotel's own Wi-Fi network. That's Travis LeBlanc, who is chief of the FCC's Enforcement Bureau, said in his statement, this practice puts consumers in the untenable position of either paying twice for the same service or forgoing internet access altogether.
And that is your travel news for today. Now, when we come back, got a special listener that will be listening for a special message from Mr. Hoffman. And then we're going to talk about, you ever been in a hotel where you've got one of those mini bars and you want to pick something up and take a look at it, maybe to check to see if it has a price on it, and you put it back only to find out you have been charged for its use? Well, there's a little hotel in Milwaukee that has a different way to look at it. And we'll talk about that and a lot more coming up next. We are the Travel Guys here on News Radio KFBK. We are 93.1 FM and 1530 AM.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops.
Mark Hoffman's theme song, he is the traveling man. We are the travel guys. Travel and entertainment guys. Every Sunday, 3 to 4, right here on KFBK and at travelguysradio.com. Well, a special moment has occurred here in the Travel Guys Radio Show. Mark, I know you have a special shout out to somebody that you've known for a few years.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. The lady who brought me into the world turns 80 today. So happy birthday to Mom. Not everybody has a radio show where they can wish their mother a happy birthday. Certainly my brother and sister don't.
No.
So they'll have to rely on more traditional ways later on today to do that.
Well, I'm glad you're taking advantage of it.
Well, it's when we started Sports Leisure Vacations, Tom, my mom had just finished. She was still working part time and we put a phone in her house so she could answer the phone. She took phone calls and took reservations. Uh-huh. In fact, we put donuts and coffee on the bus in the morning, and some days Mom baked Bundt cakes and we put them on the bus instead of donuts, just for variety. I mean, so she was involved in the company from the very beginning. She spent most of her life being a stenographer for the state of California, which is a fancy title for secretary.
Mm-hmm.
Worked for several different state offices and always put her kids first. I mean, if there's one thing that stands out, she worked hard all of her life, never brought sleazy guys home. She was always... You know, well, I mean, that's an important
thing.
There
you go. Yeah,
you know, that's really an important thing.
Way to go, Mom.
She was, we didn't have a lot of money. And so whatever there was always for the kids. I'll tell you a quick story that sticks in my mind. when I was growing up, must have been 13 or 14, there was a Boy Scout camp out coming up.
Okay.
So we needed $5 for the, to register for the Boy Scout camp out, and it had to be registered like by Friday.
Sure.
And mom came home from work with a huge run in the back of her hose, you know, and the ladies used to wear those. And
sure.
And so she really needed to take that $5 and go out and buy a new pair of hose because she worked in a professional state office. But the money went for the Boy Scout camp.
Well, there you go. That's a great story.
Well, and it's...
Now, I hope you behaved yourself at that Boy Scout camp after your mom gave up that $5.
That's just one example of all the times in her life that she put her kids first. So, on your 80th birthday, Mom, I wanted to give you a radio happy birthday. So... Sure. Sorry to be a little mushy, but...
I hope so.
You better be.
If I didn't get a little mushy out of you, I'd have been disappointed.
Yeah. Well, happy birthday, Mom, and we'll have a wonderful dinner later on, and thanks for all that you've done. You raised three kids as a single mom in the 60s, and not too many people survive things like that, so pretty amazing. Pretty amazing lady.
All right, and a pretty amazing guy that she brought up, too. Way to go. Very well said, Mark. And it's time to head to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, to the Ambassador Hotel and meet up with Amy Schneider, Assistant General Manager. Mark, you read about Amy and the Ambassador Hotel. What did you read?
Well, I did, Tom. You know, we're always talking to our listeners about this problem of travelers being nickeled and dimed and all of these surcharges and resort fees and all these things every time you turn around. And one of the big points of contention with many travelers are mini bars or those snack trays that are in hotel rooms. Sometimes the prices are clearly defined, sometimes they're not. And as many hotel guests are finding, sometimes all you have to do is pick up one of those items or take it out of the refrigerator to look at it for a moment, put it back innocently, and you'll find that the $4.50 candy bar or the $6 soda has been conveniently added to your hotel bill, even though you haven't consumed it. And so we're always looking, Tom, for people who don't nickel and dime their guests or have a little better way. And that's why we've got Amy Schneider with us on the phone today from the Ambassador, because Amy's hotel has a little bit different approach when it comes to those to the mini bars in their hotel. Amy's hotel has mini bars, but Amy, why don't you tell our guests how you handle the whole mini bar approach differently from some of your competition?
Well, thank you so much for thinking of us and having us on. It's definitely an honor. We are all about the guest here at the Ambassador. We're a boutique hotel, so our entire philosophy is what can we do to make the guests feel at home and just really wow their experience. So we're also a historic property. Our building was built in 1928. It's always been a hotel since 1928. So in 2005, when we completed our renovation, one of our goals was to keep the historic integrity of the building intact and bring it to modern day amenities. So what could we do to have all of those modern amenities and really keep the historic integrity of the building intact? So one of the things that we came up with was to have mini bars that are integrated into the computer system. So they are the type of mini bars where if you remove an item or pick it up, it does automatically charge to the guest room account.
And Amy, did I see in the article that I looked at here that you have found that a great percentage, a manager at Milwaukee's Ambassador Hotel estimates that as many as 90% of automatic charges for the minibar turn out to be an error. Is that true?
Well, I think 90% is a pretty high estimation. It's probably more around 20 or 30%. People do like to pick things up and look at them. But as I also stated in that article, that you really can't take the human interaction out of a system like this. In order to be fair, it has to be double-checked by a human being. Computers are computers. They're great for a lot of things, but they're not always great for being the be-all and end-all of exactly what's happened.
So, Amy, what you're saying, basically, for those that visit the Ambassador Hotel, is that if you touch an item and, you know, pick it up and look at it and you return it, it may be charged to automatically to your room, but at the end of the day, or before you leave, or before you're charged, should I say, someone physically comes to your room to verify that it has been consumed. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
What a concept. It seems rather obvious. You've created a situation that puts your customers in jeopardy. sometimes not deservedly so, and you know this. So you've also created a system that takes your customers out of jeopardy. It's so obvious to us, meaning Amy and Tom and Mark, it's amazing that other people don't see the same thing. And of course, it's all about service. You mentioned, I think, Amy, at the beginning of this very conversation, why your hotel approaches it this way, because you have a different approach when it comes to service. You're an independent property. You've been there a long time. You've probably built your reputation, I'm guessing, on a series of things like this.
That's our entire goal. That's why we're in business and why we've been here since 1928. The minibars are one of hundreds of things that we do to make the experience all about the guest. And I think it's really important, in that same article that you're referencing, there were a number of hotels that mentioned that it's on the guest to prove whether they did or did not consume something. Well, you know what? We're here to serve the guest. And we're here to provide a luxury. People don't go to hotels to do their own work and to do their own homework. They come to hotels to be served. That's part of being a luxury property, part of being a boutique hotel. And we'll do the work. We'll go and make sure that it's actually been consumed.
Amy, certainly, we can tell Travel Guys listeners that if you want to be a smarter traveler and be treated better, that if you're in Milwaukee, downtown Milwaukee, the Ambassador Hotel is something that you might want to check out. Amy, thank you so much for your time and for explaining to us why everybody doesn't have to be the same.
Well, thank you so much for having us, and thank you for the recommendation. We'd welcome any of your listeners with open arms.
Thank you, Amy. We are the Travel Guys on News Radio KFBK 93.1 FM and 1530 AM. More to come.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. It's
we're getting rid of that bumper music.
You don't like that one.
I don't
mark
like that.
He doesn't like that one.
Mark my words, when the program is on next week, that piece of bumper music will be history.
Would you delete that for me, Luis, so I won't accidentally play it again?
We're going to find that one? Rascals thing.
What was the Rascals
thing? I don't know. It's something about a Sunday afternoon.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Jack Gallagher
cruising.
Did it. Yeah, cruising on a Sunday afternoon. Would that not apply to this program?
Yes.
All right.
I'll work on that.
Joining us on the line right now on the travel, you're listening to the Travel Guys on KFPK. I am Mark Hoffman. He is Tom Romano. I am on the left. He is on the right, at least here in the studio.
Brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations.
Yes, and if you are interested in anything that we're talking about today on the Travel Guys radio program, you can go to travelguysradio.com. We have a website there with links to all the news stories and all the stuff, and plus down at the bottom, there's always just a whole bunch of stuff. Some of it's just interesting things that might make your life a little warmer and nicer if you read it or something like that. So
right.
Just some fun things. You know, sometimes there's a game or a story that doesn't have anything to do with travel. So travelguysradio.com. More and more people are going there, by the way.
It's a fun site.
We have twice as many people going to Travel Guys Radio as we had 3 months ago.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So
thank you all for
all
going.
All four of them.
Yes. Thank all four of you.
Joining us on the phone now is Gwen Duncan from Cordially Yours Travel with the deal of the day week. Quarter year. Hi, Gwen.
Whatever it is. Hi. How are you guys doing today?
Doing excellent. Good. You have two. I want to just briefly mention that you said that there is some good stuff in Costa Rica, and I want to get to that cruise thing too. We got about 4 minutes, so we need to cram here. Tell me about the Costa Rica thing.
Okay, Costa Rica, great destination. My husband and I've been there 3 times. It's really excellent for honeymooners or for people who like a light adventure. Anyway, they've got some deals. It's called the low season deals. And air from Sacramento, by the way, would run about $709 down to $5-something if you leave from San Francisco. But they've got 5, 6, 8, and 10-day trips. The lowest one starts at $637 for a 5-day.
So that's about $1,500 bucks for air and a package.
Yeah, yeah, and this is great. They've got things set for families and then people who like to golf.
They have got hotels, Gwen, in Costa Rica. They've got hotels like on the edge of the jungle and stuff like that. I know this because
yes,
we have a sports leisure group going in the spring, and some of the hotels are have some great location,
Their experience in their own. forest there and the black sand beaches all over Costa Rica. There's something interesting to experience.
Great country. They speak very good English there. So if you're not a huge international traveler and you're just kind of looking to get your feet wet on international stuff, Costa Rica is a good place. You mentioned that the cruise lines have a special thing coming up next week that is going to allow, that is going to provide some really great offers for people. Tell me about that.
Absolutely. There are 26 member lines to the CLIA, which is the Cruise Line International Association. And annually they have what's called a National Cruise Week sale. And every one of the ships, ship lines come up with their own unique spin. Most of it is shipboard credits, reduced deposits, coupon books, all kinds of stuff. That's only unique to people who are booking through members of CLIA. You have to check and make sure that you're working with a CLIA agency for this. But
hey, Gwen,
October 6th to the 13th.
Gwen, are you a CLIA agent?
Absolutely.
Oh, what an amazing coincidence that is.
Good question.
So if you go to cytravel.com or if you just go to Travel Guys Radio and you click on Deal of the Week, it'll take you to Gwen's website because that's what I just did right now. And when you go on there, what are they looking for on your website, Gwen?
Well, starting tomorrow, there will be the brochure that you can be able to open up and see every one of the cruise lines and what their unique offering is.
So if you're a cruise shopper, if you're just you think you're in the market for a cruise, this would be a good place to see who's got the best current deal.
But I'm also going to be putting on the low season deals for Costa Rica.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then that sounds very good.
They'll be able to view both of those. It's been fun listening to you guys today.
Thank you. We have we have two ways for folks to find you. They can go to CY Travel, gocytravel.com.
Yes,
or just go to Travel Guys Radio and click on Deal of the Week and harass Gwen about cruises and going to Costa Rica. Thank you for your nice compliment. Thank you for your nice compliment on the show, Gwen.
Okay. Talk to you guys later. Have a good day.
All righty. Gwen Duncan from Cordially Yours Travel with the Deal of the Week.
We are the Travel Guys on KFBK. I'm Tom Romano with Mark Hoffman, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. If you love scavenger hunts and walking tours, Mark has lined up an interesting guest for us right now that I think you're going to enjoy. Mark?
Tom, this is something a little bit different, and I really think it appealed to me as soon as I saw it because I'm a domestic adventurous traveler. In other words, I pretty much like staying within the borders of the United States and Canada, but I still like adventure. I still like to go new places that I haven't been to, and I love meeting people in out-of-the-way spots and getting into conversations and finding out what their life story is and the like. And lots of travelers, I think, Tom, don't you think a lot of people are like that?
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's why they travel.
Exactly. And so when I saw this website, I thought, wow, this has got some potential. So the name of the website is strayboots.com, and we'll have a link to it on our Travel Guys Radio site. So just sit back and listen to the interview. Scott Nackmoose is the gentleman. He's the co-founder. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Mark and Tom. How you doing?
Welcome to the Travel Guys. Before we went on the air, I called your product a walking tour with a scavenger hunt. Tell us a little bit about Stray Boots and how it came to be. Were you walking down the street one day and you said, wow, I could do this better? Or are you the kind of person who always goes looking for the off-the-beaten-track place? How did this all happen?
Yeah, I mean, kind of all of the above, definitely. My partner, Avi Millman, and I are huge travel nerds. We are both history majors and worked together at a previous company. We really wanted to set out and change the way that people travel and explore, you know, taking a local's perspective, but really checking out, you know, off-the-beaten-path places and putting them in the driver's seat. So instead of being led around, you know, by a tour guide who might have a lot of great information, we give them the control and have them really interact. So like you said, it's basically a self-guided walking tour that plays out like a scavenger hunt. So it's a ton of fun, but still gives you info.
I went online the other day and bought one of your tours just so I could kind of see what the experience was so we could explain it to people easily here and I would know what the heck I was talking about. And I found it to be very easy. You go to your website. There's a wonderful choice of pre-done tours, things that you know are tried and true. And then there's a section where people, I thought this is just amazing, where people could put their own neat tour up there. I bought something from some guys in New York that own a meatball shop that created a walking scavenger hunt in the Lower East Side that I can't wait to try next time I'm in New York City.
Yeah, that's actually a fantastic one. We had gotten a lot of demand from people saying, hey, yo, you have to come to Berlin or you have to come to Atlanta, all these cities that we weren't in yet. So we finally answered their cries by creating a system where they could go on our website, create their very own tour that they could share privately with friends if they, you know, they just want to do it for a birthday or maybe have people coming in from out of town. And if they thought it was up to snuff, they could contact us and we could put it up on our site and in our app, you know, that they can share it with other people and maybe make a little bit of cash on the side as well.
Scott, let me ask you, do you have different levels of walking tour scavenger hunts that would be for, you know, different levels of, well, let's say physical ability or for that matter, family-oriented versus couple-oriented?
Yeah, it's a great question. We've actually, you know, created our tours so that they have a wide appeal, you know, so that whether you're a family with some young kids or a couple that wants to do something different for date night, we've really made it very fun for all levels.
Tom, if you go on the website at Stray Boots, mm-hmm. you'll find that, for example, San Francisco is one of the cities where tours are available. And here I'm looking at, here's a Fisherman's Wharf tour, $12 a person. Here's Chinatown, $5 a person. Union Square, $12. North Beach, $12. The perfect San Francisco date, Romance in the City, $12. San Francisco Gold Rush, $45. That's access to all of the tours. So what you do is you log in. And if you're, they give you some brief details. Obviously, they're not going to tell you the whole thing because they want you to buy this. And for a very reasonable fee, you enter your credit card information and they send you a link, which you activate whenever you stop me, Scott, if I get any of this wrong. When you are ready to do the tour, that's what I did yesterday. I went in and bought this inexpensive tour. I think I paid $7 or something for it in New York City. And the next time I'm in New York City in the Lower East Side, I'm going to go out and spend a couple of hours. It starts at a donut shop. So, I mean, that has potential. Any tour that starts at a donut shop or a bacon factory, I'm all in for.
Now, are you basically purchasing like a map, right?
Since part of it is a scavenger hunt, you know, revealing all the spots would take a lot of the mystery and discovery out of it. So what you do is you get a question one at a time that will tell you, you know, more or less where to go, but not give it exactly away. Mm-hmm. And then you'll solve a riddle or take a silly photo and get some information about that spot before it takes you to the next one.
You're using your phone to interact with the places that you go, which is what leads you to the next spot in the scavenger hunt. Is that accurate?
Exactly.
You do need to have a smartphone. I mean, let's talk about what are the requirements to be able to really enjoy this. Number one,
we have it,
the ability to walk.
Yeah, exactly. You know, but even, you know, you could obviously take a Segway or something in between the spots. But, yeah, that aside, you can download it for iPhone or for Android.
Okay.
And you just need, you know, one person in your group to be able to work it. So, you know, maybe if you have even, you know, grandparents, parents, kids, it only takes one, you know, somewhat tech-savvier person to run it. But it's a very simple, you know, interface and you know, big fun buttons to press. So it's pretty easy to do.
And Tom, this is screaming for you or I to be out of the studio in San Francisco, walking through one of these things while we're on the air some afternoon. I think would be really a lot of fun. The other great thing, Tom and mm-hmm. Scott, is that things like this have a tendency to lead travelers to. It might not be the thing that is part of this walking scavenger hunt tour, but it might be something you discover along the way that you never expected to find. And that would be the true joy of getting on a Stray Boots tour. Scott, thanks for your time, buddy. We'll stay in touch, and one of these days we're going to try one of these, and we'll bring you back on the air and talk about it.
Sounds fantastic.
Don't forget, folks, you can go to travelguysradio.com, and you can link to strayboots.com. Scott Nockmoose. We are the Travel Guys on News Radio KFBK, 93.1 FM and 1530 AM. More to come.
If you ever plan to motor west, travel my way, take the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. It winds.
Welcome. We are the Travel Guys on KFBK. I'm Tom Romano, along with Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations. And as you heard at the beginning of the show, a special guest on the program. If you watch the Travel Channel, there's a show going to start this coming Tuesday that you're not going to want to miss. I got a chance to preview it, and I'll tell you, I was glued to it the whole time. It's called Resort Rescues. It features New Zealand-born hospitality expert Shane Green, who's going to travel the country on a mission to help ailing hotels and resort owners figure out what they're doing wrong inside their establishments and, well, you know, give them the good news or the bad news, so to speak. Shane Green has, he's been doing this for a while. Shane, tell our listeners a little bit about your history, would you?
Yeah, thank you so much, Tom, and thanks for getting us on. So we've been doing this for almost 25 years, started down in New Zealand actually as a bouncer in a hotel, so go figure, humble beginnings. But getting in the hotel industry, I've been able to travel the world, and we've had our business for about 15 years. And the business SGEI actually helps owners with their hotels opening or transforming them. And over that 15 years, we've probably touched about 50 to 60 hotels. So about a year ago, Travel Channel approached us with the idea for the show, and they knew that because travel and hotels go so well together and the success of their other hotel show, Hotel Impossible, they saw that there could more could be done. And as a result, our show started to come together. And basically what happens is owners bring us in. Many times these are independent owners of resorts. They got into it for one reason or the other, usually with very little experience. And basically the whole investment, many times their emotional sanity, their family, everything's being put on the line. And we get to come in with my team. We put up hidden cameras all over the resort so we can watch the customer experience going on. But what's kind of cool is that at the same time, we show what happens behind the scenes. So if you've ever been somewhere and gone, wow, that was great service, or that was the worst service I've ever had, what's going on? Why did that happen? The show shows that. So the hidden cameras kind of bring that to life. I think it's pretty cool.
Shane, tell me, how do you pick your resorts to rescue?
That's a great question. They actually pick us. I think one of the first pieces is that an owner recognizes they need help. This isn't something that you can force on somebody. There is nothing worse than trying to help an owner that doesn't want to be helped. So when an owner reaches out to us and says, listen, I need some help, and I'm not sure what it is, we do pre-interviews, and then the team and I actually do an exhaustive, competitive, and analysis online. And if we recognize that, one, the hotel has actually got so many good things going for it, and we recognize that the owner's really got this passion and is very genuine about what they're doing, that is the perfect combination. The show is not about going and doing this big renovation and makeover. This is more about a personal transformation with the staff as it comes to customer service, but many times it's the owner and their leadership style and what they're focusing on in the day-to-day.
So there is a kind of a common thread, a common place that you see errors at resorts and hotels being made in regards to customer service.
Correct, and across the board. One of the biggest ones you see is actually in the first 10 minutes of arriving at a hotel. The first 10 minutes of a resort experience actually will define for the customer how everything else goes. And what I see is that owners and managers aren't focusing on making that first 10 minutes a wow. In the first 10 minutes, the guest pulls up to the front of the hotel, they interact with the front desk person, they walk to their room, and they walk into their room. We know the first three things you'll do when you walk into your room at a resort is check the view, check the bed, and check the cleanliness in the bathroom. If you nail that first 10 minutes, everything else tends to go well. If you don't, you're in for a whole heap of trouble, because once the guest has decided that there's issues, they're not going to let it go.
Now, how many episodes have you put in the can so far?
We've put 13 in. We finished about 3 weeks ago, which is very exciting, and we get to air, obviously, on Tuesday night, which is really fun.
Were there any of these rescues that were failures, that you came back in 30 days and things had not gotten any better or even gotten worse?
You know what? There wasn't any situation where it got worse. What came back is sometimes the surprises. Many times we actually empower owners to really take control. And I think it's always interesting how quickly a transformation can start to take effect. On Tuesday night, you're going to meet Patty Johnson, the New Perry Hotel. Here is a woman who her husband and her bought the hotel 3 years ago. A year ago, her husband divorces her, leaves her, because he says, you know what, you love the hotel more than you love me. This woman is beaten up. And when we first sort of, you know, come on board, she is so determined, so passionate, doesn't have a lot of experience, but she is just beaten up. The really cool part is coming back 30 days later and seeing a very empowered and strong person coming out. And it's almost, you know, it's that reminder of what can happen in a short amount of time with a little direction. So no one sort of fell into the failure category. Now, I also say that it's not about it just 30 days. My team and I keep track of these hotels for months. In fact, we'll still be talking to these hotels a year from now, because like all things, habits take time to take hold. And if you don't have someone keeping pushing you, it's easy to go back to old ways.
It's called Resort Rescue. It's on the Travel Channel. It premieres this coming Tuesday here in the Sacramento area with host New Zealand-born hospitality expert Shane Green, our special guest today on the Travel Guy. Shane, thanks so much for taking the time with us, and we'll see you on Resort Rescues.
Tom, thank you, and thanks for all your fans out there tuning in on Tuesday night. We really appreciate it. Have a great day. Enjoy your Sunday.
Hey, I tell you what, it's 3:56. How can it be 3:56? We just got here. We just started.
What?
We just... I wake you up or something here at the end of the day.
356,
we were just on our website talking about weird restaurants. There's a thing on the travelguysradio.com website. It's a world's weirdest restaurants. And the first one up there is the Modern Toilet. Taiwan.
Why would they do that?
They sit on, the seats look like toilets and the dishes look like toilets. And I don't know why they would do that.
And people actually go there.
Does it not look pretty crowded in the pictures?
It does.
There's the Heart Attack Grill in Las Vegas. That's really in downtown Las Vegas.
I've not eaten there, but
I've been there. But it says right on the door that if you weigh more than 350 pounds, you can eat there for free.
Wow.
And they just serve nothing but things that are designed to basically make you go running to the cardiologist.
There have actually been stories of people who have had, heart attacks, or at least thought they were, while they were dining at the heart attack.
And you know, that's the kind of publicity they are probably hoping for.
I bet you.
Here's the Barbie Cafe. Here's another. That's also in Taiwan. Did you see that? Look at that. By the way, we're marveling at stuff. This is on travelguysradio.com, and it's down below the show description. There, you can see descriptions. Fritz's Railroad Restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Have your food delivered to you via train. You order your food by phone, and it arrives in a toy train delivery car.
The airplane restaurant, Colorado Springs,
yeah,
looks fascinating.
That's kind of cool.
That'd be right up my alley.
All right, we got to do we have to declare a winner here, a Sports Leisure Vacations winner. Each week, we draw a lucky traveler who has been on a Sports Leisure trip in the last 2 weeks. They win a $50 gift card, and if they call our office and tell us they heard their name on the radio, we double it to $100. This week's $50 winner is Lisa Whitworth, who went with us on the 1st of October to see Pippin down in the Bay Area. So, Lisa, if you've won $50 gift card. Thank you. And if you call our office Monday or Tuesday, we will double it to 100 buckaroonies. Let's see. What else do we have here? Ed Perkins put out an article this week about hotel customer service. Who's the best?
Mm-hmm. Okay. What you got? Let's start at the bottom. Who was the worst?
Who was the worst?
That's the one I want to avoid.
Let's see. Country Inns and Suites by Carlson and Park Inn were the lowest. Those are not chains that are around here a lot. Let's see. La Quinta Inn and Suites, Mainstay, were low. Ramada and Howard Johnson, 50%. Are there still Howard Johnsons? I guess there's still a few of them left.
Yeah, there's Hojo's.
Hyatt, Park Hyatt was the top of the luxury chain. Omni, Renaissance, Le Meridian, Westin, Hyatt, they're all in the same kind of group there. We'll have to have Ed on and talk to him about
this. You mentioned our friends in New York. Well, it was on that list.
Oh, yeah, the
it?
Ambassador Hotel. Yes, Ed mentioned in here that one of the places that gets a very high rating is the Ambassador Hotel in Lake Placid.
Well, there you go. Well, that wraps up another edition of the Travel Guys. We'll be back next Sunday at 3 o'clock. Don't forget to go to travelguysradio.com. You can podcast all of our shows there. Meantime, you have yourself a wonderful week. Mary and the news coming up. See you next time.
Happy birthday, Mom.